his health or to anybody else's health. And even if you hold like the Rambam, that Sofek Deraisa Luchumre is only with the Rabbanan, but Sofek Sakana Luchumre is for sure Deraisa. Chamira Sakanta Me Isura. According to the Rambam, that's what it means, that a Sofek Sakana is Deraisa Luchumre, and a Sofek Isura is only Luchumre with the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, the Rishayim said, the Meiri says, in the end of Yuma, Reb Shimon Shkop quotes it, I don't sit and read the Meiris on Yuma, Reb Shimon Shkop, and his Sefer Shariyosh, it quotes the Meir at the end of Yuma, even if you have a Sfek Sfek Alohokel, you still have to go to Hachmer in Sakana, Sofik Sakana. And the Gemara says at the end of the first Perik in Ksubis, Lohochobit Bikoch Nefoshe Sacher Harayv. Let's say the likelihood the person has a condition on Shabbos, the likelihood is that he's going to survive, that he's not his life is not in danger, and there's no heter to be Mechal Shabbos. But there's a slim chance that that his life may be in danger, or his life is vade in danger, and the likelihood is that we can't save him anyway. But there's a slim chance that if we'll drive him to the hospital on Shabbos, if we'll be on Chal Shabbos, there's a slim chance we will be able to save his life. So the Gemara says, you don't go basaroiv, you have to be choshish for the miut, lehoch v'bikoch nefosh v'sacharoiv, and the Gemara says that it's all based on, Tosis says there, Tosis there in the end of the first parak in Ksuba says, all based on that pasuk, v'chai bohem elosh yomus ben, v'chai bohem means under all conditions. Then on the other hand, you have a pasuk, shamer psayim Hashem, which the Gemara in Yevamos quotes in the first parak, shamer psayim Hashem means that people are silly, people are foolish, and they go into situations that are a sakana, and since it's a common practice, so it's mutter. So why is it mutter? It's a sofek sakana. You're not allowed to put yourself into a sofek sakana. So Rabbi Chaim Oizer has a tshuva about this, and he quotes five achrayim who say that whenever it's nowhere near 50-50 sofek sakana, nowhere near, it's a very slight chance of sakana. So then all depends on the patient, whether he personally is nervous. So if you're nervous, then it's called the Sofek Sakana. If you're not nervous, then you say, Shamei Psayim Hashem, that's the Pesi. The Pesi means the Minig Olam is that they're not nervous about this. So if they're not nervous, then it's not called Sofek Sakana. If it's 50-50, anything near 50-50, then it doesn't help that he's going to jump off in the Empire State Building and say, look, man, no hands, just like this, and he's not nervous. So he's a Meshugana. So that doesn't apply there. That's the Reb Chaim Oizer quotes that from around 5-6 classical poskim. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, one of his tshuvas about birth control. So he doesn't agree about that. I don't know exactly what he doesn't agree about. He doesn't like this. Where does it say that it's a difference between a 50-50 sakana or a far-fetched sakana? But Chaim Moses says that's the psak hamakuba from all the classical poskim. That's how they understood. That it's only up to the feelings of the person, whether is he nervous or not, that's if it's nowhere near 50-50. If it's near 50-50, so nobody says like that. So usually this is the klal, but it depends on, if it's nowhere near 50-50, it depends on the person. So here the Gemara has a din that you're not allowed to marry Muberes Chavera Menekes Chavero. If a woman got divorced or the husband died and she's nursing a baby, or she's pregnant with a baby, but she's divorced from the first husband, or he died, so she should be allowed to remarry right away. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to marry her because when a man has tashmish with a woman who's pregnant, he may accidentally kill the fetus. If it's his wife and his baby, see, he's going to be careful not to kill the fetus. But if it's his wife and someone else's baby, so then, what? I'll kill other people's baby. I won't kill my own baby. It's so far-fetched. But the Chachamim were concerned. Maybe he won't be so careful. He knows that it's not his baby. He won't be so careful. He may kill the baby. He may crush the baby to death. That's by Muberes Chaver. Menekes Chaver is also very far-fetched, that she's nursing the baby. So he may be with the wife and make her pregnant. When she'll become pregnant, then the milk won't flow anymore. So the baby won't have enough nutrition, so the baby won't have a nutrition, so you'll see. So he'll buy food in the store. It's not his baby. So he's not going to, we're not choshed the husband that he's going to be amazed that he's going to starve the baby to death. He may not pay attention. If it'll be his baby and his wife will become pregnant in the middle of the 2 years of nursing, when you nurse in the beginning, So then his baby, he's going to go out of his mind to make sure that his baby is healthy. But if it's not his baby, someone else's baby, he may not pay such attention. The milk may not give sufficient nutrition to the baby, so it's a suffix sakan. So normally we should say, Shamei Psayim Hashem, if people are not nervous about this, so you forget it. Or if the wife is not nervous, the baby is not in condition to make a decision. Let's say we said about the Gemara says that when they were traveling in the Midbar, the weather conditions were such, the 40 years they were talking about, the weather conditions were such that it wasn't really so healthy to perform Bris Milah. So only Shevet Levi was Maaseh Nefesh, they performed Bris Milah, the others didn't. So how come Shevet Levi did? They weren't nervous. How come the rest of the Shvatim didn't perform Bris Milah? Because they were nervous. So why does it depend on whether the parents are nervous or not? Shevet Levi had more bitochen, so they weren't nervous. So the answer is it should really depend whether the baby, but the baby's only 8 days old. The decision should really be made by the baby. Is he nervous or not? The baby is not in a condition to make such a decision. He's only 8 days old. So the parents are in charge of the baby, so it's up to them to make the decision. So the Shevet Levi had bitochen, so they had bitochen on their children's cheshbon. We don't have any records that any of the babies died. They all survived from Shevet Levi, that's what it seems. And the other Shvatim were nervous. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. Why? Because they were both doing their right. That's the din. Whoever's nervous, for him it's a suffix sakana. So you don't perform Bris Milah. Whoever's not nervous. So the Chiddush in the Midbar was that the decision should really be made by the patient whose life is in danger. But you see in the Midbar that if the patient is only 8 days old, is not in a condition to make a decision, so the one's in charge of his taking care of him. His health care, what is it called? Proxy, his health care proxy. So they all the babies filled that health care proxy. They want their parents to make the decision for them. Well, so the parents from Shevet Levi decided nothing to worry about. The others decided that there is. So here also, by Meveres Chaverim and Ekes Chaverim, who's going to make the decision for the fetus or for the infant who's nursing on the mother? The mother should make the decision. So Minat Torah, that decision should be made by the mother. If she's nervous that the baby will be crushed to death, if she's nervous that she may become pregnant, and she won't have enough nutrition in the milk to keep the baby healthy, so then she should abstain from being with her husband. So here the Chachamim stepped in and made a takana. That because there's the whole thing is so far-fetched, that's what the Chasam Sefer writes in a tshuva. This is all in Siman Yud Gimel in Ebenezer. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this Tshuva from the Chasam Sefer. The whole story over here is very far-fetched. You're afraid husband is going to crush the fetus to death when he's with the wife, and the baby's going to die from malnutrition. And there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, how long is the din of Menekes Chaveiro? So we paskin 2 years. There's a Machlokes in Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, a Machlokes whether 2 years or 24 months. Nafkamina, what if 1 year is Rishonim Uberes? So do you say you need 25 months? Since the baby was born, you need 2 full years? Or no, 24 months is enough. You don't need 2 full years. So the Ramah is Machmer for the 2 full years, even though it's going to be 25 months. So the Chasam Sofer said, and one Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, 18 months is more than enough. So the Chasam Sofer writes, he doesn't think that Bizman and Gemara was such a common practice to nurse for 2 years. He thinks that most everybody would finish nursing by a year and a half. Today, then no, but nobody nurses for 2 years today. It's much shorter. Those who nurse, nobody nurses for 2 years. Except for the Meshugah. Yeah. So the Chasam Sofer says, the whole thing was a Takanas Chachamim, because of a suffix sakana, which Mikra Din Deraisa should really, the decision should have been made by the mother, is she concerned for the welfare of the baby or not, for the health of the baby. So here they made a takana, you don't decide, we decide for you that there's a hashash of a sakana. So this din that you're not permitted to bear menekes chavera, or menekes chavera, so this belongs echveis in the end of Yeredeya, and Hilchas Refuah. It belongs to Chayshim Ishpah by Hilchus Ratzeach. Question is, the reason for the Gzeira is the Chashash Sakanas Nefash V'chay B'hem Lo Shiyamas B'hem V'choloif, and even though for a far-fetched Chashash. So, once in a while you have a Takana de Rabbanan, a Gzeira de Rabbanan. The reason for the Gzeira is what? Such? They had a certain concern. But because they wanted to call the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun, they wanted to pattern after the Din de Raisa, So when they formulated the gzeira, it doesn't always correspond with the tama gzeira. Sometimes the gzeira corresponds with the tama gzeira, sometimes not. So that's a big machlokes hatanaim over here. This is not an isa. On the level of the raisa, this is an isa of sakanas nefashas. Of a chaybahem, you're not allowed to put the baby's life in danger, the life of the fetus, life of the baby, a chashash of ritzicha, a chashash of sakana. So that's what it is. That's the whole story. They say, no, it's an isabiyah. Shouldn't really be an isabiyah, but that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is it an isabiyah? That's a masecha soito. We learned a little bit this year in Kiddushin. Tosis quoted, it was a gigantic Tosis. When the Gemara quoted the din of Gilgal Shvua, that the soita swears, Amen mi'izeh, Amen, Amen, Varmei ish, Amen, Amen, why twice Amen? Amen mi'izeh. Amen mi'ish acheh, the husband was only choshed her, there was only kinestira with Ruvain. But then when she has to swear that she didn't do anything against the din with Ruvain, she didn't violate Lysinov, the husband can make her swear about other people also, even though he was never mekanela, she was never nistra. We don't have aid in that she was nistra with the other person. So the Gemara talks about the institution of Gilgal Shvua that carries over from Isaveheta to Dinim Amenes. So on that sugya, Tosis quoted a big chunk of dinim from Masecha Saita. So one of the dinim in Masecha Saita is, Rashi discusses it, Tosis discusses it, more at length than Hadaf in Kiddush and Hadaf Chavav. So there's a din, V'niko Hish Me'ovon. So the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is, once the husband took, the husband was chosen to his wife is nus, so there's kinyan theory, so she's asurul abayla, iser esse, v'nitma, iser esse. Even if klapishmai galya, she was not mizana, because once she doesn't drink the mai mamarim, it's an iser on the husband, iser on her also. She knows she wasn't mizana, so we assume it's an iser on her, v'nistra, v'nitma, she's not allowed to be with her husband. But then after she drinks the mai mamarim, nothing happens, nothing should happen, but there is no poison there, it doesn't taste good, it has a little sand mixed in, but you're not going to die, you're not going to get sick from drinking a little sand. So if nothing happens, it says the husband can continue living with his wife, he's not in violation of anything. That's the Pashup Shat. Then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, Torah Shabbat has an additional level of interpretation. The whole story of Saito is provided v'nika ish me'yavan. After she drinks the mayim amarim and she survives and she doesn't die, then the husband is allowed to live with his wife, continue to live with his wife. The iser esse v'nitma is lifted, no longer applies, not on him, not on her. There's only provided habal menuka me'yavan. That the whole miracle was only promised on the condition habal menuka me'yavan if the husband didn't violate his din. What is his din? So we learned that's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. So the Rambam says if he's never boiled beer asura meyomav. He never, if in that meyomav, the Rambam wrote from the time he was bar mitzvah. That was Rav Soloveitchik. Had a discussion on that. Why from the time he's bar mitzvah, even if the cotton haboal erva, the cotton from the age of 9 on, biyasa biyo, and the Gemara says that a cotton who violates mishka behema, so the behema is put to death, because the cotton's avera, at least in znus, is considered a maisa aver. Maybe in other averas it doesn't count, but at least in snus it's considered a maisa aver from the age of 9 on. So that was an issue with the Ram. Why the Rama wrote, Abba Manukam Yomis, the husband was never bald bi asura from the day he was bar mitzvah. Why didn't he say from the age of 9 on? Okay, so the Rama's opinion is, when he kish me up, and the Baal was never bald bi asura. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns, when he kish me about the miracle is only promised of the Mayim Amarim that she'll get sick and ultimately die if she did violate Losinov, and if she didn't violate Losinov, she will miraculously be able to have children, even if until now she didn't have any children, or the children were sickly, now she'll have healthy children, she had with wrong complexion, the wrong color skin, whatever. So now she'll have healthy children. So this miracle was only promised, provided that the husband didn't violate the Isser of the Nitma. But if he violated, he runs in line with non-Jewish women, he's a kohen, lives with a grusha, he does other bias asuras on the side. According to Rashi, that's not an issue. But nonetheless, the Mishnah does say, in the beginning of Perek Arusa, says, Arusa v'shemeres yavim lo shosas v'lo not lo ksuba. They don't have a din in my mom, because it's not tachas ishech. Because the Arusa is an Eshes Ishech, a little bit based on Baal. So you can't call it Tachas Ishech. And the Shemeres Yom is also not Tachas Ishech. She's only Shemeres Yom. So that the Mishnah there has a machlokes from man and chachamim. What if the man is married to milberes chaver menekes chaver? I left that. I skipped this step. The Mishnah has if a kohen is married to a grusha, or a kohen gadol is married to an almana, or Yisrael is married to mamzeres. A case with kiddushin atovsin, or whatever a case like that. A Jew married a mitzvah, darishan, so it's awesome. So whenever the man is married to Yisrael, so there's no din of Hashkas Hasota. Why not? So according to the Rambam, it's simple. Why? Because en abam menukam yoven. He's in violation of Boala Mamzeris and Boala Goya and so on. According to Rashi, that the whole din of en abam menukam yoven only applies if the husband violated the Issa of Vinitmo. Because here he didn't violate Vinitmo. He has an affair with non-Jewish. He goes to non-Jewish prostitutes. He's a kind has an affair on the side with a grusha, although he's married to a grusha, but he didn't violate an itma. So Rashi says, Rashi holds, v'hevi hu'isha sishtoi, the whole parsha only talking when the marriage is better. Let's say the man goes to non-Jewish prostitutes on the side. So according to the Rambam, he's bo'al bi'asura, from the day he was by mitzvah, he goes to the prostitutes. So the miracle of my mamam is not going to work. If he has this nice wife and he's chashid her, and on the side he goes to prostitutes, so the miracle is Zakhma. According to Rashi, the miracle will work. Boal bi asura doesn't knock you, doesn't cancel the haftoche of the Maimam Arim. It's only if he's married to the wife bi asura. This wife is beheta. Then he goes to non-Jewish prostitutes on the side. So he's not in violation of an Ika Ishma Yom, and he didn't violate the Nitma. And it's not a marriage that's prohibited. The marriage with his wife is a kosher marriage. The prostitutes are on the side. So that's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. So the Mishnah says the man is married by Issa, Kain is married to a Grusha, Kain God is married to an Almona, Yisrael is married to Mamzeres or to an Asina or whatever. So there's no din of Pashkos HaSoy, the Machlek is Rashi and the Rambam. Why? And now there's a Machlek is Hatanoim. What if the man is married to Meberes Chaver and Menekes Chaver? So what exactly is the Machlek is Hatanoim? So one Tana holds, it's an Issa Sakona. It's an Issa V'chai Bahem Eloshi Amos Bahem. What does it have to do? There's no bi'asura miyam. He didn't violate a bi'asura. And it's not a prohibited marriage. It's not a prohibited marriage. And if a man married a meberes chaver, menekes chaver, you don't tell him he has to get divorced. Tell him he has to be parish me'ishtoi. He shouldn't be with her until the 2 years are up. But he doesn't have to divorce her. There's no bi'asura. He's not allowed to have bi'ah with his wife because of the chashash sakona. They'll kill the Uber and so on. She may become pregnant a second time by the Menekes Chaver. But it's not an Issa Bi'asura, it's not an Issa marriage. Yeah. So that's a and the other, and we paskin that the reason for the Gzeira Derabbanan is because of a Chashash Takana. But the Takana was that it is an Issa Bi'ah. According to the Ramam, the Takana was that it's an Issa Bi'ah mid Derabbanan. And according to Rashi, the Takana was that it's a prohibited marriage. According to the Rambam, that it's an Issa Bi'ah, so why did... And the Gemara says, the two Shadas HaTolis Ebezeh, can you be Mashke, the Sota, the husband is... A man married a Moberes Chaver, Menekes Chavero, and then he's Choshed, the wife is Nuz, Kines Tira. So can he be Mashke her or not? So according to the Rambam, the Machlokes HaTanoim is it called Bo'a Bi'asura Miyomav? But the Gemara says, this Machlokes HaTanoim is l'shitosam, whether if a man is married to Meberes Chaver, is it enough if he's Poresh, they should separate, they'll live in two different houses till the baby is 2 years old, or does he have to give her a get? Why is that Tali Zebezeb? What is that Shama? So according to the Rambam, we understand why, because the Rambam has a unique opinion. The Raibit is very, Taisus and the Raibit disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a Koyin Begrusha and Kain Gadol be'almona and Yisrael be'mamzeres and be'nesina, you only get Malkus. The Mishnah has an Elohein Aloik, and these people get Malkus because they violated Allah. So the Rambam's opinion is you only get Malkus if Kiddush Boal. If the Kohen has an affair with a Grusha, let's say he didn't marry her, marries her civilly, that's the shtick that they have. The Kohanim all fall in love. Let's say a Kohen got divorced. Usually a divorced man marries a divorced woman. But if the Kohen is divorced, how can he not let him marry a divorced woman? So they have a patent, they have a solution. He's going to go to this justice of the peace, and he'll live with her as a Pilegesh, and it won't be Mekadosh her. So according to the Rambam, it's only an Issa de Rabban. So you go to Gehenim, the fire won't be 5,000 degrees, it'll be 4,000 degrees. It's also a guy's going to burn in Gehenim. That's the shtick that they have. Yeah, it's only an Issa de Rabban. Some of the rabbis encouraged them to do it like this. Years ago must have been 60 years ago, 65 years ago. They were writing in the newspapers, the Anglo-Jewish newspapers in America, about Shofet Kohen. There was a Shofet on the Supreme Court in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Shofet Kohen. And he, I don't know what happened, he decided, he learned in a yeshiva, and then he was Yotze the Tarbisro. And then he married a Grusha in Eretz Yisrael. He can't marry a Grusha, so he went to Cyprus, married the Grusha, he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So if you're already married, you come to Eretz Yisrael. They don't do anything to you. And then they interviewed him in the newspapers. And they said, how can you do this? In America, in the Anglo-Jewish newspapers in America, they had. The Jewish press didn't exist then, but the other newspapers. So he said, it's only the Rabban. According to the Rambam Pshita, it's only the Rabban. So that's where Rav Shach has, years ago Rav Shach printed separate Svarim. They're probably still the same. Separate Svarim on Doshim and Kedusha. So all the Rav Shach's essays, long essays on different passages in the Rambam. And the end of the volume, there's a few short paragraphs. And one short paragraph is about this, that the Minchas Chinuch says that if a Kohen lives with a Grusha, who wasn't Kiddush Baal, he just Baal a Grusha, that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. There's no Issa Deraisa. So Rav Shach says that's not true. It's an Issa Deraisa, but you're not like it because like a Chatzi Shir. The Shir Shalom of the Aver is Kiddush Baal. But it's Baal B'la Kiddushin, that'll be an Issa Deraisa without Malkus, a Chatzi Shir. Well, what did he write this? Usually he writes long pieces. He wrote it because I think that's why. I have to check, because the Sefer was printed in the middle of that hullabaloo when the newspaper was writing about Shofet Kohen. I remember once many years ago, around 30 years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael for the summer, so they got me to speak at a conference that was miyuchad for judges and lawyers. The Misrad HaMishpatim is run by a religious person, Rakover, Nochem Rakover. So he, every so often, he organizes Shabbatonim for lawyers and judges. I participated in that also a few times. And lectures and so on. So in the middle of the summer, at that time, 30 years ago, the big hot topic was malpractice. Doctors malpractice, then they were talking about rabbis malpractice. A rabbi forgot to show up at a wedding, so the world comes to an end. Get another rabbi, what's the big deal? Today, there's so many rabbis. Get another rabbi to make him Sadeh Kedushin. So you sue the rabbi. There are cases now. They're suing rabbis because they forgot to go show up at the wedding. Sure. So they were talking about medical malpractice. I gave a shiur at that time. So I remember somebody from the audience started to chep at me in the middle of the shiur about Aran and Sanhedrin. So I said, I beg your pardon, Aran doesn't say that. Aran says something else. So they told me later on that was Shofet Kohen. He didn't understand Aran. He was always a character. Anyway... So where did the Rambam get this idea from? So it's based on the Gemara later in Kedushin. So the Rambam holds by all the chayvei lavin, by chayvei krisis, the din is en Kedushin tofsin. So you can't say it's only Kiddush Baal. If I'm mezana with an Eish Yisish, I'm mezana with my mother, my sister, my daughter-in-law, my daughter, you can't say it's only Kiddush Baal. The Kedushin are not tofsin. So that's an Issa Bia. But by Chai B'Lavin, we pass in Kedushin Atovsin. Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree, but we pass in Kedushin Tovsin. So by Chai B'Lavin, the Rambam understood based on the Gemara that it's not really an Issa Bia. It's an Issa Ishus. So the Issa Shleimusa is Kiddush Baal. Rav Soloveitchik suggested he wasn't sure, maybe only Bia Rishayna. Maybe because the you have Eris in Yisuin, and then you have Bia. So maybe Bia Rishayna is like the Gemara of the Ishus. Maybe if he'll do a Bia Shnia, maybe he won't be like it. Maybe he's only Kiddush Baal Bia Rishayna. So the Rambam understood that the Isser by Chayvei Lavin is an Isser Ishus. So the Isser Ishus b'Shleimusa is Kiddush Baal. And if it's Baal below Kiddushin, that's only a Chatzi Shir. Like Rav Shach said, that's only a Chatzi Shir. The Isser b'Shleimusa is Kiddush Baal. So that's what the Rambam understood. The Machloikes Satanoim over here by Uberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver was the reason for the Gzeire because of Chashash Sakana. But how do they make the Gzeire? So So the one opinion was, it's a nisa sakana. That's the whole story. So if he did marry Mubez Chavimineh, just be Purish until the baby's 2 years old, and then there's no problem. Then there won't be any problem. And the shita that we pass on like is no. Even though the reason, the tam hagzera was because of chashash sakana, but to get the hagzera, the nature of the that it should be called the tikkun rabbanu came the rice of tikkun, so they made it like a chavi lavin. So it's an isa ishus. It's an isa, let's say, according to the Rambam. It's not just an isa sakana, it's an isa biya. So that's called Boal Bi Asura from the day he was by me. According to the other one, didn't Boal Bi Asura? He almost killed someone. He almost killed the Uber. He almost killed the Menekes Chavero. He almost killed the little baby. But he wasn't Boal Bi Asura. So, and the Rambam says, no, we paskin like the Chachamim, that it's called like the Shitan Machlok Zamein Chachamim. So we paskin that it is called Bi Asura. And by all Bi Asura, by Chavi Krisis, where it's in Kedushin Tav, that's an Isa Bia. But by all the Chavi Lavin, the Rambam understood that the Isuri Bia are not really Isuri Bia. It's an Isa Ishus. So if it's Kiddush Abol, then you'll be like, so that's why the Gemara says, Toli Zeh B'Zeh, if you hold that there's no Maim Hamorim, why? Because it's called the Bi Asura, it's called Bol Bi Asura, from the day he was by Mitzvah. So then he has to give her a get. If he married Mberes Chaver, Menex Chaver, it's not enough to be Purish. He has to give her a get because it's an Isa Ishus. The Rabbi disagrees with this Rambam. He says the Rambam misread the Gemara. There is no such thing. So the Rabbi holds that the Chavi Laban an Isa Biya. It's not an Isa Rishus. And Taisus also, there's a famous Taisus on the first half in Zvochim, where the Gemara distinguishes on base on base. The Gemara distinguishes between when you shech the korban, we assume stoma lushma. The korban is oimid lahakrove. So if somebody shechts the korban, not thinking, and oilo shlomim, what are you going to do with it? So we assume that's stama lishma. The korban is kosher, even though he's supposed to have a mind lishma. So we assume stama lishma. But by a get, the Gemara says you don't assume stama lishma. Why? Because tamish is not lav legerish and kamish, not ametis legerish. So Taisa says, and what if the woman was mizana tachas baila? And the din requires that he has to divorce her. So maybe then you should say, if the sofer wrote a get without authorization from the husband, maybe I should say stam lishma, stam ksiv is like stam. She is a medes legerishin. So Taisa says no. If the wife is mizana, the husband is not allowed to sleep with his wife, but he doesn't have to give her a get. He can keep her in one building, and he'll sleep in another building as long as they don't live together. There's no there and remaining together. According to the Rambam, we would say it's an Isur Ishus. He has to give his wife a gift. Like the Mishnah says, Mamberus Chaver Menekes Chaver, we paskin that Lifresh Echad Men Hasheni is not enough. Tzorech Ligarish, because it's an Isur Ishus. So again, so according to the Rambam, that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. The reason in the Mishnah Sota, the reason for this din, the Rabbanon of Mamberus Chaver Menekes Chaver, this Gzer Rabbanon, the reason was because of Sakana. So the whole story was only Sakana. He didn't do a Biasura. He didn't do a Biasura. He put someone's life in danger. But that's not the same as Biasura. It's not an Isur Ishus at all. And if he did marry Beres Chaver, so be Purish, and you won't be putting anybody's life in danger. That's one Tana. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, no. Called the Tikkun Rabbanu came there, I said Tikkun. The reason for the Gzera is the Sakona. But Lemaisa, when they made the Gzera, they made it, came there, I said, made it into an Isur Bia, into an Isur Ishus. So it's considered he was Boal B'Asura from the day he was Bar Mitzvah, because he was with the Meberes Chaver and Ekes Chaver. Not only did he do an Isa Sakana, it's considered in the Rabbanon Isa Biyah. And the Rambam holds even an Isa Biyah, the Rabbanon is also. That's also Machlek is the Rambam and the Raivet. When the Rambam holds, when the woman was Boal B'Asura from his Bar Mitzvah on, then the miracle wasn't the Haftoch of the miracle wasn't made. Is that only if it's Biasura on the level of the Raisa? What about Biasura Rabbah? So Arusa. If a Baal Arusas of the Beis Chamav before Nisu, and that's called Biasura Mid Rabbah. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Raivet had to read the Gemara. The Rambam has to learn that it is called Biasura even at the Rabbah, because the Rambam learned that's the machlek is Satanoim about Mumberus Chaver Menekes Chavero. The Rambam holds all those women, if the Kohen is married to a Grusha, and he saw his married to Mamzeris, there's no din of Soita. Why? Because it's Baal B'Asura. And the Machlek is Hataran B'Averis Chaver Menekes, it's only the Rabbanon. Is it called B'Asura? Or is it called doing a Maiseh Sakona? But if you hold this biasura, then it's ain't a shoisa. So the miracle doesn't apply, even if you only violated a biasura midirabban. So that's how the Rambam learned. And Rashi doesn't agree with the Rambam. Rashi holds both biasuras only if he violated vinitma, the iser soita lebaila. If he violated different iser, that doesn't cancel. But it has to be a marriage that's bad. So Rashi learns that machlokes atanaim is, do you say it's an isa sakana? Same as the Rambam, just an isa sakana. You say no, they asked the marriage. So it's mamish exactly the same machlokes. If one marries a meberes chaver, menekes chaver, does he have to give her a get, or can he be porish? So that's machlokes. Is there an isa to maintain such an ishus? Oh no, it's an isa to put the baby's life in sakana. So that's exactly the same machlokes. Not according to the Rambam, I have to say it's the shitasim. Is it called Baal Biasura or not? Depends on the Isa Rishus or not. Is it only an Isa Sakon or is it an Isa Rishus? According to the Rashi, it's not that you're making a tsushta from one to the other. There's a machlokes, did he make an Isa Rishus or not? So according to one town, it's only an Isa Sakon, there's no Isa Rishus. And it's Zorach Lagarish, it's Zorach Lifish. And according to the other way we paskin, Zorach Lagarish. Why? Because it is an Isa Rishus. Yeah. So that's the din of Memberes Chaver Menekes Chaver. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch there's a Machlekes Harishainim, Machlekes Mechabed Ramah had a Paskin. What if the girl is Muberes or Menekes Chavero? There's no Chavero. There was no first husband. She was Mezana with somebody. So the Gemara presents this institution, this din de Rabbanim, Menekes Chaver, Memberes Chaver, based on the pasuk in Koheles, I think, that says Al Tasek, maybe in Tilum, I forgot already, Al Tasek Gvul Loilom, something like that. You're not allowed to be Masek Gvul. So some of the Rishonim hold that only applies if she was originally married to Reuven and she has a baby from Reuven. So you're not allowed to. So the second husband is not allowed to marry her. Kozman that the baby is still nursing. Kozman because it's a Hasagas Gvul on Reuven. Husband number one. But if there was no husband number one, she became pregnant business. So true, there's a shtikl sakana over here. But the sakana is so far-fetched that we should really say some psalm Hashem. Nothing's going to happen to the baby. Like the Chassam Saif said, nothing's going to happen to the baby. But it's just the Chachamim went so far, they made it exist. It is because there was only made if you can view it as if you can visualize it as if it's a Hasogas Gvul on the first husband. Even though the first husband died, the first husband already gave her a get, but Kozman, the baby, is still nursing, so maybe that's Hasogas Gvul on the first husband. So that's the Machlex and Mechabed Aram. What if Horsel is Nunim? What if she became pregnant, but she was out of marriage? She wasn't really married to the first husband, just Mezana. Then Ramah says if she's really a problem, we're afraid she's going to be mizana with other people. She's going to marry this guy, so then the husband will see to it that she's under control. So then if there's a big chashash, we would be mekel. Shas atchak, we would be mekel to follow the other opinion. There's an issue about artificial insemination. If a woman is married and she can't have children from the husband, are they permitted to have artificial insemination from somebody else? So the Pashta says that there's no Aveira. So the Satma Rebbe almost murdered Rav Moshe Feinstein. They went wild over this. Rav Moshe said, Mikra din is mutter. So the Satma Rebbe said, it's an issue. Kamasi ha'esun sa'im she'esh after malo sasun. Mazeret and Saim, they had sexual perversions. This is not a sexual perversion. She wants to have a baby, and she can't have, the husband is not able to have. So Moshe didn't think that was true. So Moshe held that there's no Issa, but the Shaila says the husband allowed to live with his wife. She's going to be Moberes Chavera, Menekes Chavera. It's not his baby. She's pregnant for somebody else. So they say they're Rav Soloveitchik, they spoke to Rav Soloveitchik. He thought also, those who spoke to him thought it's Moberes Chavera, so he agreed. And others disagreed. No, the husband brings the wife to the doctor. The husband wants to have the artificial insemination. He's interested in having this baby. He feels bad. His wife is crying every day. She has no children. So he brought it to the doctor to have the baby. So others disagreed. They say there's no Isser of Moberes Chavera, Menekes Chavera. Every so often, a woman is chalashing to get a divorce from her husband, and she has little babies. So the the people advising her should advise her, if let's say if she's nursing a little baby, they should advise her to stop. If she's going to get divorced from the husband today, and the baby was just 3 months old, she's going to have to wait another 2 years minus 3 months till the baby is 2 years old to remarry. So that's going to be a hardship. So people should tell her that maybe she doesn't want to marry for till the trauma may take her 2 years to get over to be interested in marrying somebody else. But if she wants to be able to marry earlier, you have to tell her to stop nursing the baby before the husband gives the get, not to rush to get the get today. Stop nursing the baby today for 3 months. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if tzamku dadeha, if her body is no longer, her breasts are dried up already, and she wasn't nursing the baby for 3 months, then if a woman does nurse the baby for a day or two, a week or two, so she'll be able, because she should be able to go back to nursing the baby. But if she's not, she hasn't been nursing the baby for 3 months at all, zero, for 3 months solid, so then we assume that she won't be able to nurse the baby after that. So if she'll wait 3 months, she'll stop nursing the baby now, wait 3 months, and then they'll set the date for the get after the 3 months are up, then she won't have to wait the 2 years. So the people who are advising shouldn't advise that right away you should give the get as soon as possible. They should advise the wife to tell her this eitzah. Yeah, you have another situation where a woman is permitted to marry someone, but she has to wait a little bit. In this case, she's allowed to marry this person, but she's beres chaver, she has to wait. So there's another din that whenever a woman is an almana or a grusha, she has to wait tzadik beis yom. She has to wait 90 full days, aside from the day on which the husband gave her the get, or the day on which the husband died, and aside from the day on which she's going to get married. So that's havchana tzadik beis yom. 92 days you have to wait before she remarries. Why? We're concerned she may become pregnant right away from the second husband, and she may have a baby. We won't be able to know whether the father of the baby is the first husband who divorced her or who died, or the father of the baby is the second husband. Sometimes it's a dead giveaway. The face is exactly the same as this one or that one, so you know who the father is. A redhead. So it can't be the first husband, can't be the second husband. The other one was a redhead. So sometimes, you know, today you can tell by the blood type and so on, but in the days of the Gemara, they didn't know anything about this blood type story, about the DNA story, so they can tell based on the DNA. So they didn't know. So they made a takana de Rabbanon under all circumstances, even if the woman is 95 years old and she wants to remarry, obviously the woman is not pregnant, and even if the husband has been sick in the hospital for the last 20 years, and even if they haven't been talking to each other for the longest time, even if she ran away from him, he's in prison, she's in prison, they're both in prison. The Gemara has, even if Eliyahu Navi comes and he tells his benavu that the woman is not pregnant, you still have to wait tzadik beis yom. That's what we mentioned. Moshe Feinstein has a little humorous tshuva. He has a situation, a woman wanted to get divorced from her husband, so she didn't know the procedure. So she went to a rabbi. The rabbi was a fraud. The rabbi was a charlatan. So he wrote her a get. He didn't call the husband. The rabbi wrote her a get. He gave her a get. Then he wrote the woman a ptur. She's allowed to remarry. Then she goes. She's looking for a shidduch. Takes her a while, a couple of years. Finally she gets engaged. She's ready to get married. And then the Masada Kedushin for the second marriage, for the new marriage, says, do you have a document that shows that you were properly divorced? So she produces this ptur from this charlatan. So everybody knows the guy is a faker. Everybody knows the guy doesn't know the first thing about Gittin. But it's a week before the wedding. She can't wait. So they go to the first husband and they got the first husband to give her a kosher get. They never asked him all along. They never asked him. She went to the rabbi. She didn't know you need a husband. So now the husband gives a get, but it's only a week left to go to the wedding. So you don't have the tzadik beis yom. So Moshe Feinstein has a very funny tshuva, a very shvera tshuva. So he says, this is a milsa de lo shchicha, that you have a rabbi who is a charlatan. Unfortunately, today it's not such a milsa de lo shchicha. But in the days of Moshe Feinstein, he says, it's a milsa de lo shchicha. So even though the Gemara says clearly that it's a loy plug rabbanon, even if she's 90 years old and he's 100 years old and he was in prison and she's in prison and they haven't been talking to each other, she ran away from him 25 years ago. I feel even in such rare case, it's a loy plug rabbanon. But still, this is a milsad lo shchich lagos rabban. So it's very questionable. And if Eliyahu Novi comes and he says a woman is not pregnant, that's not a milsad lo shchicha. Yonami should come and say that a woman is not pregnant. That's also milsa lo shchich. Very strange.
Getting back to the whole artificial insemination, so why would that be any different than when she has a baby from Znuni, which the Rama says that we can be makel by? She's not married to the person who gives her the artificial insemination.
No, the Rama's makel is a big shas atrak, and you think that by marrying, if she won't marry for the next 2 years, she's going to be mezana with a lot of customers. She'll always find a lot of customers. She'll marry, so the husband will keep her under control. So that's a takona for the Medina. That's a big shas atrak for the whole Jewish community. So then he's mekel.
It's not a shas atrak for the married couple to be able to live together for 3 months?
Maybe it is. Okay. That's what to discuss. Maybe that's why the others are mekel. I thought the others were mekel because the husband wanted to have this baby. So it says, not called Meberes Chavero. Can't say he's not interested. He was the one, he's paying from his pocket for this cost of fortune of money. Maybe that's a consideration because the Shas Atrak, to say they can't live together. Yeah. There is a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara, it's a machloikis, and Mechabed and Ramah had a paskin. Usually, Hilchos HaKarabi Surei, usually in Isav it had to be passed like Rab, but there are exceptions to the rule. So here there's a machloikis, a Rishonim had a paskin. Do you count the Tzarek Tais Yom from the day of Ksivas Aget to the day of Nesinas Aget? Sometimes the husband wrote a get, but it wasn't given over till 5 months later. Today, it's not so common. Today, they go by plane. So if they write a get today, how long it'll take? A week. The wife lives in Los Angeles now, the husband lives in New York. Writes a get, someone's gone to Los Angeles, I'll give the get within a couple of days. But years ago, they would travel by boat, and they would travel on land. It took forever to get places. So it's a serious machlek, it's Rabbi Shmuel, where they count the Tzadik Beis Yom for the Yom Ksivas Aget, the Yom Nesinas Aget. Why in the world should you count from the Shas Ksivas Aget? You count from the time that they got divorced. So the Mishkan Es Yankev has a tshuva where he explains that the whole theme of this Gemara in Gitna, in the second parak in Gitna, around Daf Yutches, the whole theme on that Daf is that the Ksivas Aget is a Tchilas Agerishin. There's on the level of the rice, that's what it means, ksiva l'shma. A get needs ksiva l'shma. What does it mean? It means that a shtar moment, when you have a shtar mechiras chomet, so you have a shtar, any other kind of a shtar, so the ksiva sashtar is, I prepare the object with which I'm going to make the kinyan, and the kinyan consists of the mesiras sashtar, when you hand it over. Masheni came by a get, you need l'shma, shtar kiddushin, shtar shikha, you need l'shma. What it means is that it's a composite, the Kiddushin is a composite of the two acts of ksiva with nesina. So tchilas agerishin is the ksiva. Ksiva, tchilas agerishin. So Beishamai's opinion is, we spoke the other day, there's a din of reich aget. So Beishamai's opinion is that if the husband wrote a husband is a kohen, he wrote a get to give his wife, then he changed his mind, he never gave it a get, it's already reich aget. Because ksivas aget is tchilas agerishin. We don't paskin like Beishamai, because the silver holds only ksivas haget shebo girsha. If ultimately he doesn't divorce her with this get, he gives her a different get. So then the first get that was written was not tchilas hagirsha. But over here, he wrote a get and he gave the get later. So this is, the ksivas haget was tchilas hagirsha. So that's why there's one opinion in the Gemara, the Mechaber Paskins like that you can't the tzadik beis yom, from the Yom Ksivas Aget, not from Yom Nesinas Aget, because the Gerishin began already at the time of the Ksivas Aget. The Gemara has a machlek is whether you need Havchana by a, what's the purpose of Havchana? We want to know whether the father of the baby is the first husband or the second husband. Yeah. What about, it's only Midrabban, we have some Havchana in the Pnei Yeshua. Shulchanot, they quote the Pesach Yeshua in the bottom of the page, quotes the Pnei Yeshua. And Yeshua says, even though the Gemara learned it from a pasuk, it's only an asmachta, it's not a din derais. So what about if a woman, let's say, is a gioris, shen is gaira? So do you need havchana? Or do you let her marry right away? So we should also, we want to know whether the baby that she's going to have, she may become pregnant, have a baby, we want to ascertain, was it hairosa shela bigdusha v'leidas bigdusha, or hairosa v'leidas bigdusha? Did she become pregnant after she converted? So the baby is going to be hairosa v'leidas bigdusha or not? So that's machlokes in the Gemara. Do you have to be concerned about havchana by a gioris? Let's say, I was just in Florida, so one of the rabbis was telling me, he has a non-Jewish couple with two daughters and they want to convert. They keep on coming to shul. They're learning about Judaism. They want to convert, not because of his spouse. They're all non-Jews. Husband with the wife and the daughters, they're all non-Jewish. The whole family wants to convert. So the first two we know are born Shalom Bigdush and they were converted. So the daughters are not allowed to marry when they'll convert. They won't be allowed to marry Kohanim. And then the question is, would you require Havchana to know whether the next baby is going to be Harasa Shalom Bigdusha or Harasa Bigdusha or Lidas Bigdusha? So the Gemara, that should be a consideration. Where has a machlokes? What's machlokes satanoim? You say that if the woman has a mind to convert, so she's probably going to see to it that she won't become pregnant now, in order that there shouldn't be an issue with the baby. So one Tana says, you don't need Havchana because she's going to see to it that she doesn't become pregnant. The other says, no, you have to be concerned. So we're machma on that. We assume that by Gioris, you do need Havchana. Even if the Gioris is single, here it's talking about Gioris is married. So we're machmi, even if Magid Mishnah talks about the Gemara talking about a Gioris is married, we're talking about a Gioris is single. So even by a single Gioris, she's not living with anybody that we know of. So we still require she shouldn't marry until Havchana. I told the story about this girl, somebody from NCSY brought this girl once on a Friday. On Fridays they go to the OU to work on kashrus. NCSY is a different floor. So they made up that one Friday he's going to bring in this girl, she wants to convert. And for already 2 years, she always spends Shabbos either at Borough Park or in Flatbush or in Muncie, always around Jews, always on Shabbos, and she wants to convert. So to me, when I met her, I wasn't involved. And to me, she didn't seem like such a tznias dikah. She wasn't dressed like a Jewish girl. She wasn't Jewish. She didn't dress like a normal Jewish girl. So then they converted her, and when they converted her, said, yes, there is she pregnant. So she said, no. She's single, she's not pregnant. Then they called me up later on, she found out, surprise, she is pregnant. A miracle happened. She was pregnant from one of her, obviously, either Williamsburg, Flatbush, or Pakamansi. She only goes every Shabbat, she goes only by Jews. So she didn't understand, why did they ask if she's pregnant? So she told them a lie, but she didn't realize that it was a lie. She thought it was true. She wants to know, does that invalidate her conversion? So I said, no, they asked you if you're pregnant. I told the rabbi who asked me, they ask if you're pregnant because the Dogam Levava writes on the side of the page in Yeridei Hilchus Geiris, the Gemara says in Yevamos Ayin Ches, Muberish and Isgara, if a pregnant woman converts, B'no Enet Zorach Tefillah. When the baby is born, it won't need Tefillah the Shem Geiris. The mother's Tefillah in the mikveh is Oila for the fetus as well. So the Dogam Levava says, but Geiris needs a Bezin. So if the Bezin doesn't know that the woman, if they don't see if she has a fat belly, if they see she's obviously pregnant, so the Bezin knows it, being the guy or the woman with the baby, with the fetus. But if the Bezin doesn't see whether she's pregnant, they don't know if she's pregnant. So how can you say that the tefillah is good for the fetus? The Bezin, it's like Geiris without the benefit of a Bezin. The Bezin didn't know that she was Muberis, so that's why they ask. So I said, her Geiris is valid, she's Jewish. When the baby will be born, they have to be Megai the baby again. She didn't want the baby to be born first. So she wanted to get married right away. And she wanted to get married right away and make believe as if the baby was born from her husband after. So she didn't want to be Megar the baby afterwards. So they called me back again a second time. Can she go to mikveh a second time? Let her go to mikveh now a second time and she'll tell the Bezin that she's pregnant. Then the second tefillah will be only for the fetus, not for her. She became a Gioris the first time. Now, a week later, she go to the mikveh a second time. So I thought that not. I thought that when the Gemara says, Muberish and Isgarib b'no ainet zorach tefillah, the mother's body is not a chatzitza, even though the water is not touching the fetus at all. So I thought that's agav. The tefillah is good for the mother, so it's good for the fetus as well. But she's going to, the first time around, the Bezin didn't know that she was pregnant. So the Bezin, so the Geiris was not chal on the Uber. He wanted her now to be toivel the Shem Geiris for the Uber, but now she's not being toivel for herself. So the second tefillah she's going to do is only going to be for the fetus. So her body is a chatzitza. The Gemara has such a din a chagiga. If you have a tiny kli that's tomeh, you want to be toivel in the mikveh, you put it into a bigger kli, one inside the other, you toivel the bigger kli in the mikveh, so the tefillah is good for the larger kli and for the smaller kli, because it has an opening and the water goes through. What if the opening is less than a shvav heres anod? That's the sheer chibur for mikvahs. So then the Gemara says, if the outside kli is tomei, and you need tefillah b'mikveh for the outside kli, and the water is touching the outside of the outside kli, touching the inside of the outside kli, it's a jar, let's say, it's open, it's a wide opening, So the water that goes in is good for tefillah, for the outside clean, for the inside clean. And even if the opening is less than shvaf eres anod, but you have to have bias maim on the inside of the outside clean, so migu, that the water is considered meha mikveh for the outside clean, is good for the inside clean. But if the outside clean is tohar, and then you're going to put the smaller clean inside, and the opening to the outside clean where the water comes in is narrower than shvaf eres anod, then the Gemara says the tefillah is no good for the inside clean. So I thought similar to that. The tefillah for the muberis is good for the uber if the tefillah is good for the muberis. But she's already in this gaira, so she doesn't need another tefillah now. The tefillah is only for the uber. So I thought for the uber, it's a chatzitz. Other rabbanim disagreed. So I don't know what they did. It was a machlega. That's what my son went to ask Rabbi Yashiv, that shaila. So the rabbi who went with him, Rabbi Morgenstern, is an American, so he looked up the shaila. So he thought lahokil on this. And when they asked Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv said right away, lahachman, it's no good. So he started talking, he said, no. So they had the impression he must have worked this out years ago. Otherwise, how did he give such a snappy answer? Absolutely no good. And he knew right away, which Achrenim spoke about it. Yeah. So that's, so we assume that you need havchana for a giyaris as well, even a single giyaris. Once in a while it's going to happen. The single giyaris miraculously is a pregnant. The shaila is a chalkas mechoikik, and the beishmol have a sofik, where the havchana for a giyaris is also a loy plug rabbanon. The Gemara said, beferish it's a loy plug, even if she's 100 years old, and even if they've been not talking to each other, even if he was in prison, and even after Leo Velio. So the Gemara makes it clear that it's a loy plug. But that Gemara, it's a loy plug by a woman who is married to a Jew the first time. You want to know whether the father is the first husband, second husband. What if she's a Gioris? So Gioris was a machloikis and the Gemara in the first place where they need havchana. So we say, Luchumi, you do need havchana, but do you really consider it a loy plug? So the two chuvas in this reader age, it's very interesting. One chuva was written before the war, second chuva was written after. So the first chuva, he says, we go the chumra, we assume that it's a loy plug. See, it's even not only a loy plug by Neshishish, it's a loy plug by Gioris as well. Second chuva was written after the war, after the Oitzah Poskim already had covered Simon Yud Gimel. Now they're holding in Hilchas Git. Oitzah Poskim, they made, after the war, they made a liquid of all of the Achrayim, all the chuvas from the Yehavan and Yoni Yehavan has. So on Simon Yud Gimel, they quote that Minchas Chinuch was Poshet, the Sofik of the Chalkas. Usually Minchas Chinuch doesn't get involved in Psak Halacha. He just says Mar Mekoymus and Pilpulim. So here he's Poshet, the Sofik of the Chalkas Machoikik and the Bishop. He says, it's a Beferisha Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam quotes the Dinim of Yifas Toar. Yasha Vachsa Bevesea Yerach Yamim. She has to cry for a month. She has to be munavelvis for a month. Then the Rambam says, then you convert her, and then she has to wait another 2 months, havchana. In other words, the 1 month havchana before she converted counts. So you see, beferish from the Rambam that it's not a loy plug rabbanim. The Rambam requires havchana by giyaris, but if I know 1 month she was bachsa. She was sitting in my home and crying over the death of her parents in the war for a month. So I know that month she wasn't mezana with anybody. So that month counts as one of the 3 months of Avchana. So you see, beferish on the Rama, that it's not a loy plug. So that's basically Rav Moshe Feinstein was maker like that. That by Gioris, if she takes a pregnancy test, you can let her get married right away. You don't have to wait the 3 months at all. Used to be a rabbi here who was used to be the president of the Mizrahi, president of the RCA. So whenever there was a couple moving to Eretz Yisrael and there was a question of their status as Jews, so the Jewish agency would always have him do the geiris. Rabbi Louis Bernstein, nice guy. So used to be one door next to the other in the faculty offices on the third floor and first floor. So he tells me that he had a lot of cases like that. The woman had to convert, so he would have them do a pregnancy test, and then the Ksav Geiris says she was Megaira on that day, Sunday morning, and then the same Sunday afternoon he was Masada Kedushin. So the Rabbanut called them up and they said, how can be Masada Kedushin the same day you have to wait Havchana? So he told them that they took a pregnancy test. That Rav Moshe said like that. So in the Tshuvas Rav Moshe printed, he talks about a special case. A special case. But Balpeh, Rav Moshe told my father used to be involved with the RCA Bezdin a lot. So he told my father that you can be makel by a regular Gioris case also, even without all of those details that are in the tshuva. A regular Gioris, just like the Minhas Chinuch says, 1 month the Yishos and the Rambam, the 1 month before she converted, is Oyla, so it's not a loy plug. So if you take a pregnancy test, you don't have to wait. So let's say I know the woman is pregnant. A Gioris converts and she knows that she is pregnant. And she is not Menekes Chavero. She's going to live with the man who made her pregnant, either her Jewish husband or a non-Jewish husband who's converting with her. So there's not an issue of Menekes Chavero. So then you know that she's pregnant. So you know that this baby is her Rosh Hashanah Bikdusha, or he does a Bikdusha. Yeah.
Isn't it an issue with pregnancy tests? Like, it doesn't show up until, like, it doesn't, like, identify whether the woman's pregnant for, like, a month or two or something like that?
You got to find out how reliable it is. Okay. Very good. Okay. Shiyeh Berov Hatzlacha. Everybody should do well on their finals. And in life?
I'll take it.
Okay. I'm not giving a shiur. I'm going to Eretz on Sunday. I'm not going to be giving a shiur. Someone else is giving a shiur, though. So.
The next shiur is going to be Bezat Hashem, beginning of June's month.
I think so. After Shabbos.
Yeah.
After Shabbos.